الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربی زدنی علما اجمعین انشاءاللہ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We were studying in the last session that the Sahibul Hal can be file, the Sahibul Hal can be naifile, the Sahibul Hal can be mafulun bihi, the Sahibul Hal can be khabar, and Sahibul Hal can be mubtada. But in all these cases, the Sahibul Hal was definite. Are you with me? Definite. Now, we are coming to a point where Sahibul Hal can also be indefinite, but with certain conditions. Okay? Here is the sentence in the book. Al-Aslu fi sahibil hal, originally the sahibil hal, an yakuna ma'rifatan, it is definite. Waqad yakunu, and sometimes maybe it is nakira, indefinite. In the wujudi musawwigin, with the presence of reasonable grounds, with the present of reasonable grounds. وَهُوَ أَحْدُ أُمُورٍ أَرْبَعَةٍ means it is one of the four situations. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. What is the number one condition? أن تتقدم عليه الحال. That the hal, which is normally comes after sahibul hal, but in this particular case, it will come in front. It will precede the sahibul hal. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good. What is the sentence? Ja'ani sa'ilan talibun. So ja'a, where is the fa'il? Talibun. Huh? See, it is indefinite. A student came asking something, you know. A student came to me asking. Brother, why the silent came in the front? Because it is indefinite. Okay. I am trying to simplify this, brothers and sisters. In this case, when the sahibul hal is indefinite, in this case, if the sahibul hal is all alone, by itself, okay, what is the meaning of all alone, by itself? That it does not have an adjective, that it is not mudaf, with having a mudaf ilayhi. It is not like that. No adjective, and not coming as a mudaf. It's by itself. In that case, and the sentence is affirmative. There is no negation in the sentence. Are you with me? What are the kinds of negation? What are the kinds of negation, brother? La nafia, or ma nafia, or la nahia, or istifham. These are the elements which will make the sentence negative. Mujabun, affirmative, and ghairu mujabin, with all these things, negation. We are going to study it in detail in the next lesson. So the sentence is affirmative, and the sahibul hal is all by itself, no adjective and no idafa. Mudaf, mudaf ilay. There are two ways the hal will come. Either, then the hal can come only in two ways. I should write down. Two ways, brothers and sisters. Either in front of sahibul hal. Got the idea? Either in front of sahibul hal. Okay? Or with vowel hal, followed by a jumla. And most of the time, the jumla will be jumla ismiya. So Dr. Sahib has given the example, ja'ani sa'ilan talibun. A student came to me asking. I have changed that in a different way. I've said, ja'ani waladun. Boy came to me, but he came to me in the state of crying. So ja'ani waladun, and if I say waladun, okay, then I cannot say bakiyan after it. I have to say bakiyan before it. Got the idea? Otherwise it would be incorrect. Ja'ani bakiyan waladun. Why would you bring bakiyan in the front? Because it is all by itself. It does not have any sifat, adjective. It is not mudaf, mudaf ilay. And the sentence is not negative. It is affirmative. Fine. This is one way the hal will come. What is the other way the hal will come? Ja'ani waladun wa huwa yabki. Ja'ani waladun, a boy came to me, wa huwa yabki. Then what is وواو الحال. ها اوكي، ان جمله اسميه. That is the gist of it. Are you with me? That is the gist of it. Now, if the waladun has a sifat, then the hal will come after that. If the waladun is mudaf, then the hal will come after it, which is normal. But hal has to come in front if the waladun is all by itself. And, or we can then have the hal with wawul hal. And the jumla has to be affirmative. Read the rest of it, inshallah, you will understand quickly. Number one, أن تتقدم عليه الحال, which is the first sentence, brothers and sisters. The hal preceded the sahibul hal. جاءني سائلا طالبا. Number two, brothers and sisters, أن يخصص بوصف, it is particularized by a sifat, adjective. أو إضافة. What is إضافة? مضاف مضاف إليه. Now watch this. جاءني طالب. Indefinite. But then there is an adjective after it. What is that adjective? مواظب. Hardworking. Okay. Industrious. جاءني طالب مواظب. Hardworking. Industrious. Persevering. Diligent. Okay. Now the hal comes. What is the hal? مستأذنان. Asking permission. في الخروج. So you see now the sahibul hal is indefinite, but because it has got adjective, the hal will come after that. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? There is another sentence. جاءني طبيب أسنان. طبيب أسنان. جاءني طبيب أسنان. What is the meaning of this sentence? A dentist came to me. In what condition did he come to me? مستفتياً. What is the meaning of مستفتياً? We go to the verb. What is the verb? The verb is استفتى. What is the verb? استفتى. From here, from the root of it, the word fatwa comes. Are you familiar with fatwa? The religious ruling. Fatwa. So, what is the meaning of istafta? To ask a religious opinion. Yes. To inquire about some religious matters. What is the legality of it? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, جاءني طبيب أسناني مستفتياً. Now, what is مستفتياً? It is your ismu fa'il. It is your ismu fa'il from استفتى. يستفتي. Means a dentist came to me asking about some religious opinion, asking about some clarification in religious matters. That would be more appropriate. Asking about some clarification in religious matters. So in this case also, the hal came at the end, which is normal. And brothers and sisters, is tabibu definite, indefinite? Why? There is a mudaf ilayhi there. But mudaf ilayhi is indefinite. So the mudaf is indefinite. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Now comes number third. أن يسبقه نفيون. Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of نفيون? Negation. ونحيون. What is the meaning of نحيون? Prohibition. أو استفهام. Interrogation. The sentence will begin with any of these three, and in that case, the cyber hall can be indefinite, and the hall will come after it. Got the idea? Let us examine the sentences. What is the first sentence? Ma jaa al-yawm ahadun. What is the translation? Nobody came. Where is the late? That is afterwards. Mutakhiran. So ahadun is the file of jaa. And then mutakhiran is the hal. It came late. But it should come in the front. But because if the sentence contains negation, then it will come late. Got the idea? Inshallah, this will help you, brothers and sisters. The sentence that I have written on the board, you know, the sentence has to be affirmative. Okay? The Sahibul Hall is all alone by itself, and the sentence is affirmative. Got the idea? Okay, but if it is, the sentence says negation, then the hall will come at the end of it. Next one, brothers and sisters. La yadukhul. What kind of a la is this? La nahiya. So this is a prohibition. An-nahyu. An-nahyu. La yadukhul ahdun. Qaita al-imtihani. Translation, brothers and sisters. Nobody should enter the examination hall hamilan, carrying. So it is ahdun, indefinite. But because the sentence is ghayru mujabin, it has a negation in it. So Sahibul Hall came afterwards. What is after hamilan? Hakibatahu. Hakibatahu. What is hakibata? Mafulun bihi. Who made that mafulun bihi? Fa'il made it. Ismul fa'il made it mafulun bihi. So hakibata is mafulun bihi. We say lismil fa'il. Because of the ism fa'il. And of course, who you know it is? Mudafilihi. Mudafilihi. Number third. Harfu istifam. Ajjal yom ahdun mutakhiran. Translation, brothers? Did anybody came late today? So in all these cases, we have a negation, prohibition, and interrogation. And the hall came at the end of it, even though the Sahibul Hall is nakira, indefinite. This we have to keep it in mind. Now comes the fourth one. And what is that fourth one, brothers and sisters? Fourth one is this. What is that? Ja'ani waladun wa huwa yabki. Vowel hal came. So, an yakun al halu ba'dahu jumlatan makrunatan means connected bil waw, with waw. Okay, after the Sahibul Hall, vowel hal will come and then we will have a jumla. An takun al halu ba'dahu. Ba'dahu means ba'da sahibul hal. Ba'dahu here means ba'da sahibul hal. That who ba'dahu, who is, what is who here? Sahibul hal. Sahibul hal. Okay. Jumlatan, makrunatan. Makrunatan means, brothers and sisters, connected, joined. connected, joined, or linked with vow. Now here is an example from Quran, brothers and sisters. أو كالذي مر على قرية. Are you with me? مر على قرية. Or like him who passed by a township. A township. Now comes vowel hal. Wa hiya khawiyatun. Mubtada khabar. Hiya khawiyatun. Ala urushiha. So it is jumla ismiya. So vowel hal came followed by a jumla. So this is also possible that the sabul hal is indefinite and hal will come in the form of jumla. Can you see this sentence, brothers and sisters? What is it? Ja'ani waladun. What is it, brothers and sisters? Ja'ani waladun wa huwa yabki. What kind of a sentence is this? Huwa yabki. It's a jumla ismiya. Okay. Where is mubtada? Huwa. Where is the khabar? Jumla fi'liya is the khabar. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. We had read all this thing in English, if you recall it. If you will recall it, we had read this all in English. But now we are reading the Arabic part of it. وَقَدْ تَجِيُوا الْحَالُ. And hal can come. مِنَ الْنَكِرَةِ. Being indefinite. بِلَا مُصَوِّقٍ. Without any reasonable grounds. كَمَا فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. And it is in this hadith. What is that, brothers and sisters? Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. How did he pray? Qaidan. Where is the sabul hal? Rasul. So it is definite. You know, fine. Wa salla wara'ahu. Behind him. Rijalun. Indefinite. Now where is the hal? Qiyaman. It should have been the other way around. But it can also come like this. As it is in the hadith. Okay. Alhamdulillah. We understand it very well, inshallah. Now, the next topic is Al-Halul Jumlatu. Al-Halul Jumlatu. Qad takunul halu. The hal can be, brothers and sisters, jumlatan ismiyatan or fi'liyatan. Got the idea? Jalastu astami'u ila tilawatil Quran al-Karim min al-iza'ati. Translation, brothers and sisters. I sat listening to the recitation of the noble Quran from radio station. Are you with me? Now, see, jealous too. I sat. In what condition did I sit? Listening. So what is astamiyu? What is the madi? What kind of a verb is this? Form 8. Istama. Is tama. Are you with me? Is tama. Is tama'a yastami'u. Form 8. Form 8. Samia. Samia. And put alif and ta only. It's not form 10. Don't get confused. It's form 8. Samia and then istama'a yastami'u and then astami'u. Okay? Fine. So, here is a jumla, failure, but the fail is mudariya. Now, if it is jumla, failure with fail madi, then this is the way it will come. Vowel hal will come, followed by Qad. Followed by Qad. That is the most important thing. Okay? If it is Jumla, Failia coming as a Hal, then we will have Vowel Hal, followed by immediately Qad. And then the fail will be Madi. Okay, we have done this before. Inshallah, when you will revise it, you will come across it. Iltahaqtu bil jamiati. Translation, brothers and sisters. Iltahaqtu bil jamiati. What kind of a verb is this? Iltahaqtu. Form 8. Form 8, brother. From lahika, it is iltahaqa. I joined. Iltahaqtu. I joined the university. When did I join? Waqad. Now this is vowel hal. Qad takharraja akhi. After my brother had graduated, I joined the university. In what condition I joined the university? After my brother had graduated. After my brother had graduated. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? After my brother had graduated. So can you see here? Vowel hal. Okay. And followed by kad. And then the verb is Mahdi. This is very important. Okay, fine. Takharraja is form 5. Now it can be Jumla Ismiya. We are quite strong in that. We did this in lesson 2, book 3. Hafiztul Qur'ana. I memorized the Qur'an. Wa ana saghirun. Vowel hal, and then Jumla Ismiya. Mubtada khabar. Ja'al jariho. A wounded person came. In what condition? Damuhu yatadaffaku. Yatadaffaku. His blood was pouring out. So, what is this? Damuhu. This is Jumla. Jumla Ismiya. Where is Mubtada? Damu. Mudaf Mudafili. Where is the Khabar? What is that? Jumla Failia. Remember, brothers and sisters, Khabar is of 5 kind. Okay? For Mubtada, the Khabar is of 5 kinds. Okay, that is our, you know, simple way of saying. Actually, it is 3 kinds. Mufrad, Shubu Jumla and Jumla. But in Shubu Jumla, we have Shubu Jumla of 2 kinds, Jar Majrur and Zarf and Mudafili. And when you say Jumla, then Jumla also is Jumla Ismiya or Jumla Failia. So if you break it down, then the Khabar is of 5 kinds. Otherwise, you can say it is 3 kinds. I hope this should not confuse you. Okay, brothers and sisters. The next sentence. Tashtamilu alhalul jumlatu. What is the meaning of tashtamilu? What kind of a verb is this? Ishtamala, form 8. What is the meaning of this? Contains. What is it? It contains. It means the whole sentence. The sentence which is coming as a whole contains, what does it contain? Arabitu. Tashtamilu halul jumlatu ala rabitin. Brothers and sisters, remember, ishtamala has to be followed by harf jar ala. As you know, many verbs have their particular preposition following them. The simplest example I can always think of is amana Amana billahi. Amana bi has to be, after amana bi has to come. Similarly, ishtamala ala. Rabitin. What is the meaning of rabitin? Make it rabitun, connector. What is it? Connector. Yarbitu, connecting it. Bi sahibiha. Are you with me? Rabitun, connector, connecting with sahibul hal. This is the meaning of it. Let's read further. Warrabitu, and the connector is, what is the connector? Imma damirun, either it is a pronoun. Wahdahu, what is wahdahu? Alone. Huh? Brothers and sisters, wahda. Why it is wahda? What is this wahda? Hal. That is why it is mansub. Huh? Okay? When you say Allahu wahdahu, so Allah is in what condition? Alone. Huh? That is why wahada, wahda, that is why wahada is mansub. Why it is mansub? Because it is hal. Huh? See, this is a very common sentence, but most of us will not understand because we don't know the language. Yeah? But once you know the language, you'll always know that wahdahu, wahda is the hal. Huh? La sharika lahu. La sharika lahu. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. What is this la sharika? La nafiyatu lil jins. Absolutely, absolutely in the category of association. In the category of association, Allah has no associate. See how powerful the statement is? But that power is lost. You can say it, and you don't understand it. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. When you know the language, then you feel the deeper meaning of it. The intensity and the power of the statement you understand. Here's the sentence. So, damir is the connector from the hal to the Sahibul Hal. Huh? Connector between Hal and Sahibul Hal. Ja'u Abahum. Brother and sister. Ja'u Abahum Isha'an. Translation. They came to their father in the evening. Got the idea? So Ja'u, they came. Abahum, Aba is mafulun bihi. See the spelling of it? Why it is marfu bil alif? Because it is min asma'ul khamsa. It is one of those five special nouns. What are those five special nouns, brothers and sisters? Abun, Akhun, Hamun, Fu, and the last one? Zu. The last one is Zu. Inshallah, we'll remember it. Fine one. Isha'an is your Zarf, Zarfu Zaman. Now comes Hal. Jumla Failia, Yabakuna. Jumla Failia, Yabakuna. Crying. Brother, where is the connector? Where is the connector? No. First we go to the Hal. Wow. Wow is the damir. Are you with me? Yabakuna means they were crying. They are crying, but we will translate as they were crying. Okay? Are you with me? The wow is the damir. And it connects with the other wow. Ja'u, they came. In what state they came? they were crying. You can even say, Jau Yabukuna. They came crying. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So Damir in Yabukuna is the connector, connecting it to the Saibul Hal. And where is the Saibul Hal? Wow in Jau. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Wa'imma al-wawu wahdaha. And the wawu is all alone. What is the example? Nah. Wasaltu ila makkata washamsu. Washamsu. So wawu is there. What kind of wawu is this? This is wawu al-hal. It's not harfu atfin. Taghrubu. So what kind of a jumla is this? Jumla ismiya. Where is mubtada? Shamsu. Where is the khabar? Jumla failia. Taghrubu is jumla failia. How will you translate? We reached Makkah when the sun was setting. Okay. So where is the connector? Connector is wow. Where is the Saibul Hal? Two. Wasal two. Two is the Saibul Hal. Now, the third sentence, brothers and sisters, Jim, wa immal wawu wal damiru ma'an. Together. Ma'an. Together. Ma'an. Again, this is from Quran, brothers and sisters. Kharaju min diyarihim. They came out from their homes. Wahum ulufun. And they were in thousands. So where is the connector, brothers and sisters? Wawul hal and damir. Then where is the saibul hal? Kharaju. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Sister Maimuna, inshallah it is clear. Aisha. Sister Sumayya, inshallah it is clear. Sister Nasreen, inshallah. Number three, brothers and sisters. Istakhrij min ad-darsi ma warada fihi min amsilatil hal. Min amsilatil hal. The examples of hal. But I think we did it. If you remember, and if you have time, go back again and check them out. And you have Halota Marin to guide you if you are confused. Number four. Ayyin al-hal. Specify the hal. Wa sahibaha. And the sahibul hal. Fima yali, in what follows. Dakhaltul mustashfa. Translation, brothers and sisters. I entered the hospital. What is mustashfa? Mafulun bihi. It's a place. Okay. So, dakhala got a direct mafulun bihi. When you enter a place, then it is a direct mafulun bihi. Dakhaltul masjida, dakhaltul bayta, dakhaltul mustashfa. But if it is not a place, dakhaltu fil Islam. What will you say? Dakhaltu fil Islam. Okay? Because Islam is not a place. Okay? So we got to remember that also. Dakhaltul mustashfa. Maridan. In what condition? Maridan. Okay, fine. There is no Maridan is mufrad, one word. So where is Saibul Hal? Two. Two. Fine. Wa kharajtu, again two. Minhu mu'afan. What is this mu'afan? What is the meaning of mu'afan? Healthy. Sound. Well. What kind of a word is this, brothers and sisters? Form? Form 3. Afa, Yuafi. Mua, Fan. Ism? Ism, Maf'ul. Ism, Maf'ul from Afa, Yuafi. Good, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah. And all praise be to Allah. Number 2, it's too early to think of the lunch menu. Uhibbul lahma. I love meat. What kind of meat? Mashwiyan. Shish kebab. Barbecue meat, okay. Wa samaka makliyan. Fried fish. Wal bayda maslukan. So see, mashwiyan is mansub, makliyan mansub, maslukan mansub. Brothers and sisters, so mashwiyan is the hal. Where is sahibul hal? Lahm. And makliyan is hal. Where is sahibul hal? Samaga. All these are definite. Are you with me? Do you observe this? We are getting the sahibul hal. All definite. So mostly you will have sahibul hal definite. Sometimes it can be indefinite, and then you have to follow the rules where to put the hal when the sahibul hal is indefinite. And al-bayda maslukan. So maslukan, what is the meaning of maslukan? Boiled. Okay. See, maslukan, these are all ism maf'ul. These are all ism maf'ul. Yeah. Very good, brothers and sisters. Number 3. Mada kala lakal mudarrisu mushiran biyadihi ilayya. Translation. What did the mudarris say to you, pointing by his hand to me? To me, ilayya. What did the teacher say to you, pointing or signing his hand to me? Okay, brothers and sisters, where is the hal? Mushiran. Where is the sahibul hal? Al-mudarris. MashaAllah. Very good, brothers and sisters. So you see, you are getting strong now. You can easily identify it. Alhamdulillah. Ma laka hazinan. Why are you so sad? Okay. So what is hazinan? Hal. Where is sahibul hal? Brother Hassan? Not laka. Only ka. Are you with me? If you say laka, it's jar majrur. No, only ka. The damir is the sahibul hal. The sahibul hal is damir. Shibu jumla cannot be sahibul hal. Inshallah. But you see, it's very easy. We can answer it in hurry and then say laka. It's quite, possible for all of us to say laka as a sahibul hal. But the sahibul hal is truly speaking only. Ja'atani at-tiflatu. A baby girl came to me. How did she come? Baqiyatan. See, at-tiflatu is definite. So, baqiyatan. So, baqiyatan is hal. Where is the sahibul hal? Tiflatu. Okay. Waraja'at. Dahikatan. Waraja'at. Dahikatan. So, where is dahikatan is hal? Where is the sahibul hal? The damir mustatir in raja'at. The damir mustatir in raja'at. Hiya is your sahibul hal. Very good. Qabaltu akhawati. Translation. I met my sisters. What kind of a verb is this? Qabaltu. Form 3. Qabala yukabilu. Kabaltu akhawati. I met my sisters. Rajiatin. What is this rajiatin? Tin, tin. It is jama, muannas, salim. With tin, it's mansub. It is mansub, brothers and sisters. So it is, what is this? It is hal. Kabaltu akhwati. Akhwati is your mafulun bihi. Okay. Rajiatin is mansub. What is the meaning of rajiatin? Returning. What is the verb? Raja, yarjiu, wahua rajiun, and the rajiatun, and rajiatun, and then make it mansub. Rajiatin. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Min al madrasati. Okay, brothers and sisters. Rajiatin is the hal. Where is the saibul hal, brother Hassan? Akhwatun. Akhwatun. Akhwatun it will be. Because akhwati is because of the ya mutakallim. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Now here, this is a nice sentence. Kallamani al-mudarrisu. What is it, brothers and sisters? Kallamani al-mudarrisu. Translation? The teacher talked to me. Okay, how did he talk to me? Mashi yaini. Mashi yaini. What is mashi yaini? You got to be. It is hal. What is the word?